Blog Talk Radio. Only as well as it is cared for. If we don't feed it properly, If we don't give it exercise and sunshine and fresh air and recreation,
yeah,
it will develop problems. So another thing that the physical body needs is love.
Wow.
And very often we take the physical body for granted and do not recognize it as divine. And it's a divine being. So we forget to thank it enough for the wonderful service it performs for us. Many people choose to experience their spiritual lessons in life through the physical body in the form of illnesses and other types of dysfunction. And when this happens, the body is trying to send a message that there is an imbalance somewhere. This is a gift and a teaching. I don't know how many of you have had challenges in the body and looked at it as a gift. The body is trying to tell
it
you
is.
Something. Can I share?
Uh-huh.
The other day, I was talking to Dr. Reggie, and because as many of you know, he has, he's on dialysis.
At home.
And yes, he does dialysis at home, but he does the peritoneal dialysis. So what occurred when I was talking to him, I was getting information about his condition because both of us have been praying for his healing. The medical industry calls this you'll hear kidney disease, kidney failure. I hate that word, kidney failure. But what was being revealed to me, and basically it came through, most of the information came from Dr. Nick Hall out in California, because we were getting the symptoms of swelling, a lot of swelling. Dr. Reggie was retaining a lot of water. And just to give you an extent of how extensive this issue was, he had, when they were pulling water off of him, it was total 80 pounds of water. He was retaining water so much that he was leaking water from his legs, the lower extremities. Standing in a puddle of water, I'm like, where is this water coming from? And it was leaking from his body. Now, that sounds really horrible on one level. And when you talk to doctors, they're completely panicked about it. But Dr. Nick Hall said, I'm going to tell you why you are swelling so no one could ever lie to you again. And you see, the kidneys and the liver, their function is purification to help you eliminate toxins in your body. And if you're filled with toxins, because now the liver is overloaded, the kidneys are overloaded, and he is filled with toxins at this point, the body is in survival mode. So if you take poison, what's the first thing that you want to do? You want to dilute it. You're trying to purge it from your system, you want something to counteract it.
An antidote.
What the body said is, look, we've got too much poison running around here. Let's fill the body with as much water so we can wash it out, dilute it, the potency of the toxin. So he is holding on to water, to dilute the toxin. Well, the doctors are not thinking about that. This is what was revealed to me. Once the doctors went in and said, oh, there's water, we got to get this off of you, they were going against what the body was trying to do. And they were pulling the water off very, very quickly. drastically. And now the body is saying, well, wait a minute. We can't keep him. We can't, you know, survive with what you're doing here. And the kidneys became extremely overloaded and just shut down. It's too much. I can't do it. This is, you know, too many toxins, and it completely shut down. So I said to Dr. Reggie, you know, key here is the toxins. We have the kidneys have not really stopped functioning, you know, permanently. There's just too much toxins in your body, and we have to figure out how to clear that out so that these things can be restored. So we're now on that path. But what was revealed even more so was why, because my question is, why are you, do you have so many toxins? And what the Holy Spirit revealed to me was the level of energy work that Dr. Reggie does with his clients, and he's in their negative energy environment. Because when he does a reading, he's actually doing a lot of energetic work to bring that client into alignment. And a lot of these people are really, some of them are bipolar, but there's all this distortion in their mind and bodies, this out of balance, and that's a negative environment. And he's holding on to that negativity as opposed to pushing it out. Does that make sense to you guys?
Mm-hmm.
So when he says that when you are out of balance and you have an illness, that your body is communicating with you and that you should look at it as a gift and a teaching because it's revealing to you where things are out of balance. This was what Reggie needed to hear. He needed to know, look, you're out of balance. The way you're doing your work and the number of people, because at one point he was on a psychic hotline, and those calls were coming in. As soon as he hung up with one, he was getting another. And he doesn't just, he's not, the way he reads is beyond a psychic reading. He's actually doing spiritual counseling and work and working with your soul to help bring you in alignment. So the level of how he worked with people was causing this issue. So he has to be able to shift and clear. I'm sharing that, Dr. Reggie, because we're learning and discovering as we go. And but the Holy Spirit will reveal. It just made such perfect sense for us. And
now we know what to do. And it helps you to do things on a bigger level and a better level.
Yes, so it does.
It's a good thing. I'm still here, so thank God for that.
Thank you, God. So as mentioned earlier, the physical body, it reflects or it mirrors the state of functioning of our other bodies. So if we have stomach problems, this is usually has something to do with your emotional imbalance.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a foot problem, this has to do with understanding. How about headaches? How many of you have suffered with headaches? That has to do with the issues of control, either being too controlling or having other people controlling you too much. Okay, so when we truly learn to be balanced in our four bodies and learn to be guided and merged with our soul and later our monad, the physical body literally will live forever. That's a biggie, isn't it?
It is.
The physical body will literally live forever. An ascended master can live indefinitely on earth, as many of them have proven. So it's very important to make sure that the energy intake valve at the top of your head is always open.
Crown chakra.
That's the crown chakra. So we can visualize this as a funnel. And if this funnel is blocked, we will be tired and fatigued. But when the four bodies aren't balanced, it takes a toll on the physical body. for the proper flow of energy is not feeding it. Very often, your subconscious patterns get embedded into your physical vehicle. And just clearing our thoughts is not enough. Physical exercise and body work also help move the pattern, but we must work on all levels to clear ourselves, not just from the spiritual or the mental level. The physical body provides a point of focus on the earth through which the soul can experience. It is a means for the soul to enter school and learn an entirely new set of lessons, which can greatly accelerate your spiritual growth. So when a soul is not in a physical body, spiritual growth is much slower. When we understand what a great demand there is in the spiritual world for physical bodies, we will respect the ones we have much more.
Amen. Wow.
There are disembodied souls that crave having a body.
Yes. Yes.
So the physical body, it provides a grounding place for the soul from which to explore and to integrate what is learned on other levels. A person cannot go through the initiation process without being in a physical body. So we must learn to treat our physical bodies as the divine being and partner that it is. It has an intelligence, and it can communicate, and it desires to be of service to us and to the divine plan as long as we give it the respect of an equal partner. That is such a different way to look at the body.
It really is.
How many of you stand in the mirror, especially women, stand in the mirror and go, ooh, whose body is this? Oh, I don't like this part of me. I don't like that part of me.
But you know, it all comes with rules and regulations that we don't follow, even in our physical realm. Because what happened to me when I got this kidney thing, it all happened. I was diagnosed as being diabetic. At that point, in my 40s or whatever I was then, I should have taken an initiative to take better care. Don't eat the things that are bad, the sugars and stuff you can't eat out of proportion, or the fats, and learning how to balance. The body needs to be in balance. But no, I eat these other things, go out everybody else, having a good time, having a glass of wine, and all the things that you shouldn't do. And my body said, look, I want to fight back. It's crazy. I'm trying to help you. And I got out of control. The swelling and all that stuff happened because I was not following those guidelines of natural nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
So the body will help you.
Yes, it will. It's amazing how much abuse it can take.
Yeah.
It is life. It thrives to live. It thrives for survival.
It's life work.
It is. And so it's totally amazing. Okay. So he moves on to say that the four bodies, I love this, the four bodies are like musical instruments, each with a different vibration and tone. And we must learn to weave these bodies together into a beautiful symphony.
Oh.
Isn't that pretty? Oh, my God. So to always play just one instrument would be boring and monotonous. To play them all together in perfect balance, in perfect harmony, in service of the soul and God's divine plan is what the masters have referred to as the music of the spheres.
That's right.
Oh, so it's okay to emphasize one of the four bodies in a more focused manner for a short time, such as when you're writing a book and or going on vacation or going into a meditation retreat or running and training to run a marathon. This is fine as long as the overall context of life is one of balance and integration.
Yes.
Wow. So let's love our body. Let's love them. Tell them, I appreciate the muscles and I appreciate, you know, every organ.
Yes.
I appreciate this the circulatory system, the nervous system, my spinal cord. I appreciate every cell in my body from my top of my head to the soles of my feet. And I thank you for the wonderful job that you're doing to support me in this life on planet Earth. And I promise that I will do everything to support you. I will feed you. I will exercise every limb in my body. I will make sure that you get fresh air. I'll breathe deeply to nourish my lungs. Oh, just go through your body and acknowledge it. Let's move on to the spiritual body. The spiritual vehicle or body is the means by which we experience ourselves as an individualized portion of the Creator. Now, remember when I say to you, the divine essence that is in you, or when we talk about you being an expression of God, or when we bring you to the realization that God is inside of you, not outside of you, we're referring to the spiritual body. So now you have another reference, okay? It is, you are the individualized portion of the Creator, the individualized portion of God. Mm. So let's see how, you know there's a huge ocean out there, right? And you can go take a cup of water from the ocean. Well, it's inside the cup, but is it not still part of the ocean? It's ocean water, right? So you are like a cup of ocean, a cup of God energy. Just, you know, the source of you is from this huge ocean that we would call God. I hope I'm making sense.
It does
make sense. So it is the vehicle in which we begin to experience and in which we are destined to complete our experience. It just dawned on me. Remember I have taught you that you are a Land Rover. God, the Creator, is the master ship, and you're the Land Rover that God has sent to planet Earth to experience this physical reality. But you are constantly sending information back. You're gathering information, and these are your lessons. You develop, but not only do you develop and grow from the experience here, you're sharing that with the Creator, and that Creator is expanding in awareness and consciousness because of your experiences here. So as we grow and evolve, we ultimately shed the physical vehicle and then the emotional vehicle and finally the mental vehicle. And eventually, we are returning to our spiritual vehicle. We drop these other bodies one by one until we return to the essence of ourself, which is our soul, and then our monad. So the ultimate goal is ascension. In order to achieve this goal, the four bodies must be balanced and integrate it properly in daily life on the earth plane in service of God's divine plan. So this morning I had an idea. And, you know, all ideas come from God. And so this idea, I have Rasha's new book out, and I think it's called The Journey to Oneness, and it's a very large book. But when I was preparing for this class this morning, I said, oh, my goodness, Rasha is probably in her fourth initiation stage. All of she's ready to ascend. She's very close to being an ascended master, which is why that relationship between her and oneness is so dynamic. And I want to bring her on because the book that she has is really talking about the journey that she took. She is sharing her Rasha, the person, and oneness talking to her. And then it's in three persons. There are three people in the book, but it's really her process in balancing mind, body, and spirit, and how she was so blessed. And we all have this capability to have oneness, the divine creator, to help guide her through this process. She's been here many lifetimes. So my thought was to have her to come on as we go throughout the next 12 months. My goal is to move you at least in the first phase of your initiation and to have her come on and share her knowledge and experiences with you from time to time. So look forward to that. I know that she will bless us very much. So, I left off here saying that in order to achieve this goal, the four bodies must be balanced and integrated properly in daily life on the earth plane in service of God's divine plan. And the thing that stands out the most with me from Rasha's interview, the very first time we had her on, she said to me, pursuing your spiritual path. She said, what else is there? And I love that. It's like nothing else really matters. And a lot of us are not at the point where nothing else really matters. And that's okay. I'm not making you wrong for that. But there is a point, there will come a time, whether it's in this lifetime or another lifetime, that being on your spiritual path is the only thing that matters. Why? Because you've brought into balance your mind, your body, and your spirit. All states of consciousness and all of your physical bodies are in alignment with one purpose, and that is to serve God. Nothing else matters. Okay? So to become a master mechanic, one must know how to take a car apart and put it back together, almost blindfolded. As future co-creators with God at the highest level, we must know how to take our four bodies apart and put them back together in perfect harmony and balance before we can ascend to become a master. But as we learn these lessons, this knowledge is absorbed back into the spiritual body, and we are then thrust forward into a higher level of awareness. And we perceive it, So we become aware. We're thrusted into a higher level of awareness and spiritual expansion. So the spiritual vehicle, on whatever level of awareness that we perceive it, is always attuned to God. It's always connected to God. That's why if you're in a session with Dr. Reggie, he'll say, you are never alone. God is always with you. God is always with you. When we reach that level, there is no more pain. There is never a point when we will focus on God. By contrast, we suffer in our four bodies whenever we are out of harmony with God and God's law. If you are worried, you're out of alignment. If you are afraid something is going to happen, you are out of alignment. If you doubt your capabilities, you are out of alignment. If you have low self-esteem, if you're suffering with depression, if you're angry and bitter and resentful, you are out of alignment. As long as we stay in harmony with God's laws on this plane, we will not suffer. When we do suffer, it is just a sign that we need to seek the truth and have broken one of God's laws. This is not a punishment, but it is a gift. See, don't waste your time saying, oh, I'm a failure. I screwed up. I backslid. No. Thank you, God, for revealing to me that I'm not in alignment. Oh, I know why this happened. I'm not in alignment. I don't think very many people would be likely to seek God if we didn't suffer. Suffering gets our attention. You know, Joshua Stone says that we would be satisfied being in a rut, thinking that we would be happy for eternity, but not realizing what we're missing, the small amount of joy that the personality can obtain through earth life is infinitesimally small compared to the joy and love found in God and the spiritual path. That is saying something. You think you had a good time at that party with your friends over the weekend for the 4th of holiday, eating barbecue and having your cocktail? It is nothing compared to the joy of being on your spiritual path, the love and joy found in God. So suffering is like a gentle kick from God to keep us on the straight and narrow path toward the realization of God and service to mankind. This is what we really want anyway, because the suffering is just a safeguard to keep us from moving, or to keep us moving in the right direction. How many of you look at it that way?
I do, for sure.
It, you know.
Even in my 20s, I just knew that.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you've just always been there, because you're an old soul.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm just moving into a consciousness of the awareness of being grateful for the things that you would probably call negative things, negative experiences or bad experiences, because it has only strengthened my faith and my trust, so that no matter what is going on, I know that it's going to be okay. I know. And that has brought me so much relief. So the spiritual body encompasses all of the potential that we are not yet able to use. The spiritual body is like a ladder that we climb by interacting with the other bodies. So another way to put it is that we use other bodies to climb the ladder of awareness to our full spiritual potential. Each time that we achieve a realization, we let more light into our spiritual body or our light body. And a person who is clairvoyant can tell where any given person is in his or her evolution by looking at the amount of light that person allows into the physical, the mental, the emotional, and the spiritual bodies. So ideally, the three other bodies, they work toward the goal of the spiritual body and of the soul and the monad. So as the soul merges into the four-body system, it brings even more balance. And the soul and the monad is incapable of any other response. It is only the negative ego that causes us to be out of balance. And this is why the soul merge, or the third initiation, is such a significant achievement in our evolution, because it means that we have balanced our four bodies enough to achieve this merger, which helps us to create even greater stabilization of the four-body relationship. So after the soul merge, there is more energy and life force present on the physical level. I tell you, I could read this chapter over and over again to really get an understanding of my physical, my mental, my emotional, and my spiritual body. And not only that, my superconscious, my conscious, and my subconscious mind. And work with them to bring them into balance. This has been a powerful lesson, very, very powerful, powerful, powerful lesson. It requires work. I'm not going to tell you that it doesn't require work. It requires discipline to be vigilant. But definitely, this is a journey that is worth taking because it will give you personal power in your life and over life situations. Dr. Reggie?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I want to hear from somebody this morning.
Well, anybody raising their hand?
I don't think so. If you have a question or a comment this morning, press 1 on your telephone keypad. I'd love to hear from you this morning. And if not, we're going to go ahead and close out this chapter because I don't want to move into the next chapter until next week. I believe Cindy Bentley will be with us tomorrow on Oracle Friday. So, you know, she's an energy healer. Hey, this is one that can help bring some of those minds and bodies in balance. She is amazingly gifted. So you want to tweet your friends for sure and let them know. Okay, Dr. Reggie, let's go into our closing prayer.
Father, we stand here in awe of your majestic energy in our bodies and our souls. And we thank you for every part of who we are as energy spirits on earth, mind, body, and soul, the causal body, the mental body, the spiritual bodies, and our physical bodies are all in alignment in one where we find you in us. Let us go into the silence and contemplate who we really are and appreciate everything that all these bodies do together. Let us sing these energies in harmony, the wonderful orchestra that we are, the music of the spheres. Let us know that we are that powerful energy. Thank you for creating us as beautiful souls to come here. We love it, and we believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. Oh, someone pressed 1. Hello? Erico 301? Are you there?
I hate that. Cynthia and Rick, Dr. Reggie. Hello?
Hey,
is that Anthony?
It's Anthony.
Yes, it is. And I realized it was Dr. Reggie that I already started to play. I said, well, that's all right. Because it was the other day, it was Monday, that I wanted to say something, but I didn't get a chance. It was all retroactive to this whole lesson that we've been covering this week. But I just want to say quickly that it's just amazing the transformation that we go through on this journey. We've been through several books, but it seems like each one we go through takes us to another sphere, another level, or a different level, but they all are, you know, in harmony. And this is amazing. I thank you, Cynthia and Dr. Reggie, for you all's perseverance and sharing with us. It's very, very powerful. It's just, I feel good. I feel real good. And that's the one thing I want to say. I feel real good. I feel good about myself and what the future holds. And it's just getting better and better. So be encouraged, folks, because it's just getting better and better. So thank you all.
Wow. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. You know, I'm just really great. I just show up. Doctor, I think we're just here being present, and the Holy Spirit guides us to the book. And, you know, each one, I'm just so amazed how it's building our knowledge and our awareness. And, you know, you may say, oh, this is kind of tedious, but the seed has been planted. And you each of you will benefit from it. So I'm so grateful for you, Anthony, and for everyone that listens, and that you know, so many of you have been with us for a year or longer, and I'm always aware of that. I want to, you know, if you've been with us for a while, I want to continue to feed you so that you can grow spiritually. That's my whole purpose. We love you. You guys have a great day. It's going to be a fabulous day because you're going to be in balance. You're aware now of your superconscious, your subconscious, and your conscious mind, and you are working to bring them in balance. I love you. Oh, I love you so much. Have a great day.